Welcome to Left Hand Back End Podcast, episode 45.
Great timing.
I was seeing if I could get to a point where I could mute it, but I couldn't.
You were no way you were going to make it.
Wow. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got an action-packed show. We're going to jump straight into it. We got
Two weeks in a row. Look at
us. Actually, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Just one had a significant chunk of time in between. Nice. So we got a Q-tip, we got a segment, we got a draft, and we got a March Madness.
I'm so mad that I'll be marching. I'll just be marching away.
Well, we want to save as much time for our March Madness preview as possible, so we're going to just jump. We're actually going to reverse psychology this bit and start out with the draft, then go into our segments, and then we'll finish with our fact and our Q-tip.
A little reverse seer action.
Bet. Ready?
Yep.
Our draft tonight, I gave Jeff a few options of food, entertainment, word play. Pause.
Whoa.
I can't remember what the other option was that I gave you, but you chose entertainment.
Animals.
Animals, yes.
There was animal style.
Animals, yeah. Well, monkey style.
Well. Michael Scott.
Our draft tonight, Jeff, is starter Pokemon.
Yo!
Dope, right?
This is the entertainment?
This is the entertainment,
ooh,
yep. Like entertainment world. So,
starter Pokemon.
There are, and I didn't even know this. I only know the first four generations, really. But apparently there are eight generations. No, nine. And the three and the nine generation, I don't know. I don't know the generation eight. I don't know generation 7, and I know of generation 6 and 5, but that's all I know. So, a lot of different ways we can go with this draft. You get, of course, the choice between the first or the second pick, and you can kind of sell your pick based on, we're kind of basing this off of the starter Pokemon themselves. You can sell your pick by like what they evolve to, right? But this is the starter Pokemon draft. This is not the third evolved form Pokemon draft.
What's the best Pokemon that's on its own in its starter phase? Not what it would be as a complete evolution.
Correct. And you can sell it on what you love its third form to be. And you can also sell it on like its strength or its cuteness. Like you can sell however you want, but you're kind of drafting your favorites.
So call it what you want.
Foster the people.
Well, the Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Well, down in Australia, you think we only drink Foster's? No, we got loads of beer.
Loads of beer. Poppies.
Back of a throat. Poppy. Loads of fun.
Shout out Kyle and Beck.
Get them out and flying around. And happy birthday, Max.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Love you, buddy. Okay, do you want the first or the second pick?
I'm going to give me the second pick.
Dang it.
I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly, between the two, because there's so many routes. But just so we're clear, we're not judging it based on the evolution as a whole. We're judging it solely on the first evolution of that Pokemon.
Correct. As in, okay. I mean, you kind of are taking your favorites, so it's whatever you want it to be. And this might be a hot take, but I'm going to take Squirtle first. Pause.
Squirtle's
my favorite of all the, like, he's like one of my top five favorite Pokemon of all time, so.
Man, that Squirtle episode they did with all the different Squirtles, they had like the
sunglasses. And he had the sunglass Squirtle. Yeah, that dude was
cool. Everyone knows the cool Squirtle he found.
Everyone knows that Squirtle's got squag. Squirtle's got squaggle.
Widowy, I'm thinking that Squirtle is the best Pokemon to double.
Widowy, I think Squirtle is what I'm going to do tonight.
That ultra pause. Pause that forever. I am shell-shocked.
Oh, Widowy. Nice play Widowy. On words because of
Thank
the
you.
Turtle.
Because of shell?
Yeah.
Widowy, I'm thinking I can't stop walking at Squirtle. Shout out, Devin.
Miss you, buddy. Okay, yeah, I'm going Squirtle. I love Squirtle.
Good pick.
Okay.
Squirtles, he's powerful enough, you know. He's had his ups and downs. You know, this was going to be my one pick if I had it, and that's going to be Charmander. Really
yep.
like Charmander's grit. Love the fire. Well-designed Pokemon.
Charmander's the clear two, in my opinion, so great yeah. choice there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a real, real great lizard Cubone with his tail not lit.
Ooh.
Have you heard about that lore?
No. Oh, that
so,
Charmander is basically Cubone?
No, Cubones are Charmanders that never got their tails lit.
So they slowly...
And they didn't get their tails lit because their mama Charizards died. And so the skull that Cubone wears is a Charizard skull.
Hmm.
It's pretty graphic, right?
That's really graphic, but it's not bad.
It checks out. Checks out. Okay, where are you going with your second pick?
Gimme. No, I'm not going that way. Gimme this little guy. He's the one I always think of that he kind of looks like a turtle. It's Turtwig.
Turtwig. Wow, you're going to fourth generation Turtwig.
I like some Turtwig. He looks cool. He's got that thing sticking out of his head, the little tree.
Little plant.
Still like a turtle, you know. But, you know, he's got his little shell, nice twig on his head.
Turtwig's essentially like a desk plant.
Yeah, he looks, he's chill. He's a little,
yeah, he's pretty
a little
cute.
Terra, he's a little Terra plant.
He is a Terra, that's right.
He's aggressive.
I'm surprised to see you go Generation 4 so early. However, I'm going to go Generation 3, and I'm going to a second water type, and I'm going to go with Mudkip.
Mudkip!
I think Mudkip
isn't that go to
so cute.
Who does that evolve to?
Marsh Stomp and then Swampert.
Swampert. Oh, Mudkip. Very impressive.
Dude, Swampert is friggin' dope. He's like ground water type. And he can learn Earthquake and Surf. Like, come on. That's a killer combo.
That's a really good combo.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go Mudkip with my second pick. And then I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to Generation 2 water type, and I'm going to go Totodile.
Totodile! Very good pick.
Dude, Totodile is kind of dope. And Feraligatr is freaking fierce as pho. But like, Totodile is just kind of this cute little chompy alligator being.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of like a child alligator. Not as ugly as an alligator, but not as cute as a child. Kind of in between, you know?
Yeah.
And, we might have issues him trying to bite Mudkip, but... I got all three water types so far, and,
it's
fun.
You're a water type fiend.
Yeah, I told you, I love my Squirtle.
You love to get in the water. You love to get soaking wet.
Hope that when she comes out of the water...
Well, all right. If you're going that way, then I feel like it's still on the table, and I gotta go good old Bulbasaur.
Good pick.
The little vine boy. You know, he's his own guy.
Bulbasaur is actually super cute, and shout out to Bentley, who has a Bulbasaur plushie stuffed animal, and it's got a little hole
he's
in the top
one.
Of his seed. And
I think it goes without saying.
Yes, and my brother calls him Bulgasaur. we might have
Uncanny.
to uh, We might have to tag this one explicit this week. Sorry, guys.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to tag it just for my own self, so when I watch it, I can cover my ears during these parts.
Sure.
I don't want to re-listen to them again.
Just la 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 la.
Just, I'm not listening.
Doing it for the lols. All right, you got Charmander, Turtwig, and Bulbasaur. Where are you going next?
Oh, I'm going another grass type because he looks like a baller.
Treecko?
Looks like a ball. Treecko, baby.
Dude, Treecko is so sick.
He's a baller, dude. He's just like, yo, pull up.
Yeah.
Pull up on me.
Why is it that Treecko has so much swagger?
He's got
especially
aura.
Compared to his... Ew.
He aura maxes.
Ew. Yeah. Treecko's got swagger, especially compared to his evolved forms. His evolved forms are kind of like, they kind of like get nerdier, but Treecko's just like a boss. And his like
he's an
tail
edgelord.
Thing.
Oh. Yeah. He's an edgelord. Yeah.
I don't.
He's a Riz King.
Oh, dear.
He just.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to a fire type. Generation. Ooh. 4, and I'm gonna go Chimchar.
Chimchar, a little monkey?
Yeah.
Little...
Oh dear goodness.
Speaking of
that
monkey,
was...
do you want to see my impression of Planet of the Apes when Caesar's asking for permission?
I don't.
Here you go. I'll give you my permission.
Stop.
That's my impression. We have that permanently, and I'm proud of it.
Oh, goodness.
You're welcome. All of you Planet of the Apes fans, there's your Caesar.
Oh. Caesar is home.
That was disgusting. I've never even seen it, and I hate it. All right, I'm going to go back to Generation 2. And while I love Typhlosion, I'm actually going to go to Chikorita.
Chikorita. Chikorita.
Because Chikorita is kind of one of the most beautiful starter Pokemon there is.
Hey.
Like, I love like the little like necklace. And like when she turns into Bayleaf, I'm like, oof. You know what I mean?
Don't oof. Don't say oof for that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so go up your top four or your five. Real quick.
So I got Squirtle, Mudkip, Totodile, Chimchar, and Chikorita. And you've got Charmander, Turtwig, Bulbasaur, Treecko, and...
And I'm going one more. Water-type starter. That's going to be Piplup.
Oh, okay. Cute. I like Piplup.
Piplup's a very, like, a mascot.
Piplup
like, when
is...
you look at Piplup, you're just like, Miss Piplup, you're just like a little penguin, like, from Mario. That's what you look like.
The yes, Piplup is the penguin in Mario, for sure.
That's what it looks like.
Piplup is super cute. Good pick.
For real.
All three in Generation 4 got taken. All three in Generation 1 got taken. Generation 2, we missed out on Cyndaquil.
Yeah, Cyndaquil's solid with the fire on the back or whatever.
Yeah, I just don't like Cyndaquil doesn't have eyes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
he looks
sorry.
Like Brock. He's just like...
Yeah.
Huh? Where's Nurse Joy?
Remember how Nurse Joy is actually a Pokemon?
Wait, you're right.
That's basically the theory, because there's the same exact human being, quote unquote, all across every single region.
And they all look almost the same.
They look exactly the same. They all work at Poke Centers. It's not the same person. They're all named Nurse Joy. It is a Pokemon.
She gives me
They're
joy.
Essentially Chanseys, just in
Chansey.
Human bodies.
Chansey!
Yeah. So that was Chansey a super nerdy draft for us. Wow. Also, shout out to Torchic, which Torchic is like kind of, as a starter Pokemon, is kind of lame. But freaking Blaziken is so dope. I love Blaziken.
Blaziken. Steel's favorite Pokemon is Blaziken.
Also, like, can we easily. Just acknowledge that the second evolved form of Torchic is Compuskin?
Who was in charge of naming that Pokemon?
Who's in charge of naming any of these Pokemon?
I mean, the further along you go, the worse the names get, to be honest. They start to get more and more like either... I mean, actually, some of the early names, like Ekans, is just snake backwards.
Yeah. And Arbok is cobra.
Arbok is cobra coughing and he just goes
and wheezing.
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 Hitmonchan. He hits him. Really? Hitmonlee like Bruce Lee? Because
I like that one.
Like, come on, you guys. Make it more obvious.
Yeah. And they they were going to initially name Machoke Reggie Miller, but then they decided
and then they decided to name him Steph Curry.
Oh.
The Warriors.
Well, Seth Curry.
Seth, well. Well, Del Curry.
Well, Chef Curry.
Well, Red Curry.
Well, Pineapple Curry.
Oh, well, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Well, Pineapple Upside Down Cake.
Well, Stranger Things is in the Upside Down.
Well, there's a character on that show named Eleven. Is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
That's so stupid. That's but also, the main like, character. Also, 11. Like, why do I kind of love that name for a kid?
Because she was 11.
Oh.
No, she was actually number 11 in the... I don't even want to talk about this anymore. I'm too bored with myself describing
yep.
this.
Yep. Anyways, next. We'll do my segment before we jump into our March Madness, because this March one's actually Madness. A very quick segment.
Okay.
Jeff, there are six teams in the NBA that end in ERS. Can you name them? I'm giving you 1 minute.
Okay, tell me when to start.
And go.
Okay, Blazers.
Yep.
Lakers.
Yep.
76ers.
Yep.
Bulls, Celtics, Knicks, Suns, Mavericks.
Wait, is it six or is it five?
Raptors.
There are six.
ORS. Raptors, Timberwolves, Kings, Spurs, Clippers.
Clippers, that's four.
Four. Let's keep moving. Pacers.
Pacers is five. That's the one that I didn't get.
Nets.
10 seconds.
Suns, Spurs.
Eastern Conference.
Yeah, it is Eastern Conference.
Two. One.
No, what is it? What am I missing?
The Cavaliers.
Oh, that's tough.
That Dang, is tough. Years. That's the sneaky one.
The IRS. Dang it. Well, close, thanks, but no cigar.
Thanks for playing.
That was fun. I was not expecting that.
I did like that I just gave you 1 minute. I thought that would have been too long because you started out bang, bang, bang.
But, so those are the easy ones, and then I've got to start going through them, and I was like, okay, Cavaliers does throw you off.
And when you have a time crunch on it puts the pressure on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the Cavaliers, which everybody just calls them the Cavs, so that's also part of it too.
Yeah, I was like Celtics, Pacers.
Clippers, Knicks. Lakers, Pacers, Trailblazers, and 76ers, mm-hmm. which is the funniest of the ERSs.
Yeah.
But then like the Raptors close. Is an ORS.
Yeah, that's what I went to. I went Raptors, and then what?
Is the Knickerbockers one of them?
What? No, but the Knicks, it's the Knicks, so you wouldn't count that.
You're right. But if they did go by the Knickerbockers, it would be...
It would
just be. Like they call them the Blazers, but it's actually the Trailblazers.
Trailblazers. Yeah.
I think they're the Knickerbockers. Are they?
It's the Knicks is the full real name. Trailblazers is actually on the, like, you know, on the stat sheets and stuff, but the New York Knicks is the thing.
The New York Knickerbockers, shortened and more commonly referred to as the New York Knicks.
Yeah, but you'll never see someone say that.
Correct, but their team name is actually the Knickerbockers.
Yeah. It still doesn't feel like it counts.
No, it
when
doesn't.
You look up a statistic, you'll always hear Knicks, you know.
even NBA.com and ESPN.com have them as Knicks and not Knickerbockers.
Yeah. It's too long.
Careful saying that sometimes.
Careful, too fast.
Yeah, you can't laugh. While you're saying Knickerbocker.
You can't do a lot of things while saying that word.
Pause.
I'm not even going to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Jeff. Lead us off, baby.
All right. March Madness. Hey, can we just take a moment to remember how funny last week was with eating those those little jelly beans. That was so funny.
I had a bad taste in my mouth for 3 days afterwards.
You were scrubbing your teeth. You were trying to eat other foods and nothing worked, dude. That is my favorite thing.
It was awful.
You had such a horrible experience, and I can't wait to go back and get this YouTube posted once we get access.
YouTube.
It will look so funny for clip purposes.
Well, clip art.
Clip art.
Well, clip art.
So, that was fantastic. Hopefully, we'll have more bets on the way. I know the NBA playoffs are on the rise, but what I really want to know is, Lincoln, we both have a bracket that we have made, correct?
Correct. Oh,
that was really gross. I hated every part of what you just did. That was awful, and you noticed it.
I didn't mean to.
Terrible. And I am going to wager with you of who will score.
No.
You have to pick.
I'm not ready for that because I thought we were discussing our brackets because I need help.
What do you mean? You don't have... I thought your bracket was done.
It is done, but I'm not sold on all this.
Okay, so, well, either way, even after we discuss it, we're both going to have...
differences.
A bracket and, that yeah. We're going to have differences. We're going to have a bracket that we're going to put up against each other's.
Okay.
Pause.
Is yours ESPN?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll give us the same total points.
Yeah, because it's 10 points first round, 20 points second round.
And these lock tonight.
Yeah, they're locked. So whatever you have, it's locked. So we're each going to have our own bracket that we're going to have picked, and we're going to text each other the name of the bracket. Okay.
Mine's just named Link.
Okay, fantastic. Really creative there.
Well.
And we all know mine, which is, what is it?
This is not, sir, this is not a Wembanyama's.
No, I actually changed it.
Oh.
For
Wait,
Max.
Wait, what was it before?
It was, sir, this is a Wemby's.
This is a Wemby's.
This is
right.
A Wemby's restaurant, but instead, I decided to go with, Dingus Egg. Dingus Egg. So I'm such a Dingus Egg. Look at my head.
I don't get it.
It's an egg shape. It's a Magic the Gathering card, so those Magic fans that are out there, like Max, there's a card called Dingus Egg, and it's really just the worst named card. And it's really funny. So,
nice.
There was options. Anyway, we're gonna do that. Sure. You did. You understood it. And our wager, we wanted to determine what the bet was going to be and what we wanted to do. Whoa, that was a really crazy. Really awful.
Today, Junior.
So, wager. Wager on this one. If I win, or you win, that person gets to, that we want to make it so that person gets to decide something for the other person. But,
how about I get an, name your child's middle name?
No. No. There's nothing equal that I could do for you on your side that would make sense. There's nothing you have that would equal that value.
I have something that you want.
You know what I want. I don't actually want it as bad as you think I do.
Oh, well, I know Max wants it.
Max does. Yeah. Happy birthday, Max.
Happy
birthday.
I
know birthday. You want it. No, I think
Max,
we should...
Max, when you get to this point in the podcast, please text me.
So I think we're going to come up with a good one, but we need to do it before tomorrow. Do you have any ideas before we just talk about our brackets?
I don't. I mean, typically something that we can achieve on the podcast is best represented. Because then the bet was made on the pod, so the bet would be fulfilled on the pod. We've done cheesecake, we've done Sprite, and we've done Bean Boozled.
You know what I think we should do? Well, okay. I don't know if you'll be down for this. And it's not expensive. I think there's a little sample pack you can buy of smelling salts, and those are the things they take before they work out. But they are extremely strong. People go like, you watch videos of them,
yeah,
they go nuts. I think
the first one I saw was Joe Rogan's,
and you have to take a whiff, you have to take a smell of it, and they're all going to be awful. So there's not like a chance of good or bad. Like, it's all bad, the whole thing. So what do you think of that? Do you think that would be decent?
I feel like that's not too too harsh,
because I know we're going to be doing an NBA playoffs one, so I want to go on that's a little bit easier.
Yep, and I have an idea for that one, but I'm going to workshop it first before we go.
Okay.
Before we get
this one's an easy one for March Madness because there's a little less skill involved.
All right,
so I think the punishment should be okay. Locked in. So without further ado, let's go over some of the.
Why was that beautiful?
Let's go over some of the picks we've got.
All right.
Okay. So let's start with the South region.
Auburn over Alabama State, pretty obvious.
Auburn, what a powerhouse!
Really, I've got Creighton over Louisville.
You mean Louisville?
Yes, Louisville.
That's what Steele's name in our family bracket is. It's and he types it out the way it sounds. Louisville,
Louisville,
Louisville. Yeah, I have Creighton over them too. Creighton.
Nice. Fun fact: Creighton's in Nebraska.
Yeah, Creighton is in Nebraska. That's where my uncle actually teaches at Creighton University.
No way.
He is a professor of Spanish history.
Wow.
He's actually a doctor.
Oh, he's doctor uncle.
Dr. Spengler.
Dr. Uncle.
At your service.
Stop it. Sean Connery.
Junior.
What, we named the dog Indy.
A penitent man.
Yes. That's such a good line. Speaking of which,
penitent man will pay.
I just found my Lego Indiana Jones Wii game, and I think I'm going to play it next week.
The old Lego games? Those are so good.
Those are dope. All right. So far we're chalk. I have Michigan over UC San Diego.
Oh.
Oh, you got an upset there?
I got an upset there.
Whoa!
Give me a little UC Sandy.
Nice.
I really like it. I think they're going to be good at causing turnovers. And I like 12-over-5 matchups. They're just fun.
Yeah, they are.
I pick at least one every year.
I almost went Yale over A&M.
Same.
However, I just think that A&M is actually a very well-rounded team.
Yale is too much of a popular pick right now for me to go with.
Exactly.
Whenever I see that many people going for it,
What I'm thinking about. Same thing.
The only time that worked was with, like, what was it, Loyola Marymount in Chicago a few years ago, and they made it to, like, the Elite Eight, and I had them going to the Elite Eight, and I was so excited, and I bought into the hype, and they won. That was really fun.
Nice.
But Ole Miss, North Carolina looked really good, and
everyone,
I got North Carolina.
Everyone's got that upset too, so I'm with you there.
I saw the way they played, and I've seen the teams they played, and they looked fantastic.
And then we got the 314, the Iowa State Cyclones versus
Tim Lincecum, the Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
That's from the Giants?
Yeah.
That's crazy deep.
Haley Decker poll right there. Pause.
Wow. Whoa. That's a Laffy Taffy poll.
I got Iowa State. Although I've seen some people picking Lincecum to pull the upset.
I've seen people going Lincecum like sweet success.
Lincecum. that's
the name.
That might be my bracket name.
Lincecum.
Lipscum.
Cum. Lipscum. This is for sure gonna be an explicit. Dude, that's such a good name though, if we're being honest.
I'm renaming my name right now.
Hey, and to be honest, I actually talked to Emily about this. I thought it'd be really funny because of the Shaq and Charles Barkley back and forth when they talk about, you know how they always talk about San Antonio? And the San Antonio women.
No.
And they always say, he always says he that they whenever Chuck comes to San Antonio, he says, and those big old San Antonio women.
No.
He does that, and he's like, they're eating their churros, the big old San Antonio women. So I said, Emily, you should name yourself in our bracket because you're 8.5 months pregnant. You're a big old San Antonio woman. But
Whoa, man.
Moving on. Marquette, New Mexico, 7-10.
I got New Mexico.
I got Marquette.
Okay.
That's a toss-up for me, but I 10s have not been doing well as of the last 6 years. They have struggled 14 and 24.
True. I might change that. I don't
They're
know.
Struggling. Michigan State, Bryant. Sorry.
Easy.
Michigan State's hot comment.
See ya.
Way too easy.
About the easiest matchup that's... I'm not even going to watch the game. Florida, Norfolk State.
Yeah, not going to watch it.
I got Florida.
Point blowout. Yep. Another toss-up. 8-9 seed.
This is...
UConn, Oklahoma, and this is UConn.
This is very twickway, but I also have UConn.
I honestly don't care about the 8-9 seeds unless I see it affecting the 1 seed, and I really think they have a chance to beat the 1 seed. In this instance, I'm like, yeah, I think UConn could. That's the only time I would ever care.
Yeah. Agreed.
Other than that, I'm just it's a toss-up.
I'm in lockstep. Memphis and Colorado State...
You in Colorado, so you've got
the nose. I want to go Colorado State. Currently in my bracket, I have Memphis, but I want to go Colorado
They're playing out of their
State.
Minds.
But Memphis I also have or
Memphis. CSU? CSU is playing out of their minds. They have been playing dominant
I don't know enough about Memphis, and that's, I think, my problem.
I don't either, but what I've seen, Memphis is a very talented team with at least one NBA player on it. And I just think that that's going to be...
How's he playing college basketball if he's in the NBA, Jeff?
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Maryland Canyon over GCU.
I'm actually taking Grand Canyon here.
No.
Because one of my teacher, the people I did student teaching for in Rexburg, she went to Grand Canyon University, and she was pumped when they made it to the championship the last year, or into the round of 64, and she picked them to win like 3 games, but they won their first one as an underdog. So I'm like, you know what? What's the worst going to happen? Maryland's good, but what if? What if?
Well, the underdog is here.
I don't have them winning the next round anyway, so yeah. I'm just having Maryland. I had Maryland losing either way.
All right, cool beans.
Give me some Drake over Missouri.
Give me
the Drake.
I would like that as well. But again, it's kind of one of those things where I've seen too many people picking that upset, and I'm like,
pretty chalky right now. You're pretty chalky.
Yeah. I got TTU over UNCW.
That's an easy one. TTU is way.
I got Kansas over Arkansas, unfortunately.
Wait, did you skip St. John's?
No.
Yes, St. John's is after. Oh, sorry, I moved down. My bad.
I got Kansas over Arkansas.
Same here.
And then I got St. John's over Omaha. Omaha.
John's with the Patino.
Rick.
Rickety bickety.
Rickety Bobby Patino. right, then we got I got Coop Flag over St. Mary's. Sorry,
went, even
Mount
though he probably won't
St. Mary.
He probably won't play, but I have to see, still think they win by 20.
Yeah. Then I got Baylor over Mississippi State.
It's a toss up. I got Mississippi State, but I don't care. Neither team's beating Duke.
I hate this pick, but I've got Oregon over Liberty Birdie.
Oregon has gotten to at least the second round in every single, in the last like 8 or 9.
I hate Oregon, dude.
But they know how to win the first game. So even though I have some people going Liberty deep, because Liberty Bibbity. Yeah, you know, well, but I can't.
Paisley has a friend named Liberty Yancey.
Liberty Yancey.
Yeah, shout out to Liberty Yancey. I got Arizona over Akron.
That AZ.
And then, of course, your favorite pick, BYU over VCU.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people are picking that upset, and I would be on their side, except VCU's barely played anybody. So
I just can't wait for AJB, you know what I mean?
AJ DeBanza.
Yeah.
Our boy.
I got Wisconsin over Montana.
Nice. Wisconsin, solid.
And then I wanted to go Vanderbilt, but it's not going to matter anyways. So I went to St. Mary's.
Yeah. And St. Mary's is playing well, but Vanderbilt's also playing well. And I think it's a good matchup for them.
Yeah.
So it's a toss up. I went Vandy. And then Alabama, of course, had to do it to Robert Morse.
I don't even know. See you. I don't even know who that is.
SIU, Southern Illinois University Enterprise. I don't know.
Cougars.
SIU Cougars. Something.
Yeah. I got Houston, and then I got Gonzaga
Cougars.
Oh, that's true. Then I got Gonzaga over Georgia.
Very smart. Gonzaga's way way underseeded,
which is kind of crazy.
They should have been like a 5.
5-12 Clemson McNeese. Who do you
Give
got?
Give me that Clemson. Give me that yep. Clemson. McNeese is now.
Yep. And then I got all the frick, what's his name from last year? I had Purdue winning it last year. Do you remember that?
That was tough. That was tough. I think my dad tough. Did too. He said
I would have won $250 if they would have won.
You were so close.
Because I had two brackets, both of them with so UConn, with Purdue winning it. I was.
They were on the cusp.
Yep. Then I got Illinois over whoever is.
I have Texas Xavier playing right now, and I have them winning against Illinois.
I actually forgot. I haven't changed that pick, but I have heard multiple good things about that. So I'm going to go with that same pick as well.
All right.
Kentucky over Troy. And then I got Utah State over UCLA.
Yeah, me too.
Nice. And then Tennessee over Wofford.
Wofford.
All right. That gets us through round one.
Okay.
Scroll back up to the top and go round two.
Yep.
All right. I got Auburn over Creighton.
Same. Auburn's heavy hitter. Although, I do feel like that could be dangerous.
I do too.
Auburn's gotten in trouble. They ended the season in a rough way. So I'm a little nervous.
Little nervous, brother.
Little nervous. Catch 22.
I'll finish leading us through the South, and then you can take the West. I've got Michigan over Texas A&M.
Wait, where'd you just go?
Michigan over A&M.
Yeah, why'd you skip all the way down to there?
I didn't.
We didn't go through UC, San Diego, Texas A&M?
Jeff, you picked UC San Diego over Michigan, so therefore your bracket's going to look different than mine.
Oh, yeah, true. I was like, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have picked that upset.
I wouldn't.
So
you got A&M or who?
I got UC San Diego again. Moving on.
Nice. That's I like big boy.
A double digit seed has made it to the Sweet 16 every single year in the past 11
Which
years.
Which
so.
Is how crazy would it be if the what are they 10?
There are 12.
For the 12, seed. And then I got the 11 seed North Carolina over Iowa State over the Cyclones.
I also do too.
You move your body like a cyclone.
That's a deep one.
You make me want
to
do it
on the
night
bus
long.
On the way to seventh grade, and I was like, "This is a little raunchy."
Yeah,
that's fun. Really.
And then I got Michigan State over New Mexico.
Nice, and I had Michigan State over Marquette. So perfect.
Okay. All right, lead us through the West.
Okay, I've got Florida hanging on over UConn.
Same.
I think it'll be a tough matchup, honestly, though.
Yeah, I mean, defending national champs.
It's going to be tough.
Right.
But they've struggled. They've struggled this year, though. This could be their three-peat if they win as an 8
That'd
seed,
be crazy,
which they did in 1985.
Wow. Look at these stats, Jeff. That could have been your fact of the week.
They're the only 8 seed to ever win it.
There's the stat of the week.
Stat of the week. The only 8 seed to ever win it.
Fantastic.
With UConn. They're an 8 seed again, and there's a chance to three-peat.
Okay.
So.
I would love to see it.
Florida is the toughest matchup they could have. So.
Yeah.
And then I've got Memphis and Grand Canyon.
I got Memphis over Maryland.
Okay, and I have Memphis winning that. And then I've got Texas Tech beating Drake.
I have Texas Tech over Mizzou.
Mm-hmm. And then I've got St. John's over Kansas. Even though I think it's me close, St. John's
I have Kansas over St. John's.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, their defense is crazy, but that's a big pick.
Yeah, well, I was... Yeah, I'll get to it in a second, but yeah, that's where I'm at. East is unfortunately pretty chalky for me. I've got Duke over Baylor.
Same, it's pretty close.
I've got Oregon over Arizona.
And I've got Arizona over Oregon.
I got BYU over Wisconsin.
Ooh, same.
And then I have Alabama over St. Mary.
And Alabama over Vandy.
All right. Lead us through the Midwest.
Okay. I have the upset of the week. Gonzaga over Houston. I changed my mind four different times about this, and I could not tell. And Houston, watching them play BYU twice, and their defense is stifling. I don't know how right I'm going to be. I just have a feeling a one seed's going to fall, and I just think it's got to be Houston. I may be wrong, but I'd rather be wrong about this and be okay with it, because I don't think Houston's going to win it all anyway. So
I've also got Gonzaga over Houston.
What a pick, man.
And I don't, but here's my problem, is I don't like the picks moving forward after this, or I don't like this whole Midwest bracket just in general.
It's kind of, it's kind of uncomfortable.
It's kind of soft.
I feel the least confident.
Like, Houston's probably just going to walk their way through it and get to the Final Four, and we just picked a terrible upset. So I don't know, but
it's worth it.
Yeah. And then sorry, go ahead.
And then we got Purdue over Clemson for me.
I got Clemson over Purdue.
Okay, so a little 5-4. I got Kentucky over the Texas Xavier mix.
Me too.
Mark Pope. I think they're good. They're a good team. They kind of want to, but they finished strong.
Yep.
You might want to look at that. And then I've got Tennessee over Utah State. I went back and forth on this too.
I want to take Utah State, but I don't believe in them. Sorry.
Yeah, Tennessee, I feel too good about. Sorry.
All right. Going up to the South bracket, I've got Michigan over Auburn.
And I've got Auburn over UC San Diego. So that's where their Cinderella run ends. They gotta end sometime.
So that matchup is actually going to be huge for us in terms of our picks against each other. I got Michigan going to the Final Four.
No, and the next one is going to be a big deal too.
Yeah.
Because I've got North Carolina over Michigan State.
Me too.
Oh, you do. That's your big 11.
That is. That's your big my 11. My Millie Bobby Brown poll right there.
Dude, what? That's a tough matchup, but we're similar there.
All right. Lead us to the West.
West, I've got Florida over Memphis.
Me too.
Okay. And then I've got Texas Tech over St. John's.
I got Texas Tech over Kansas.
So we both got that 1-3 seeding there for the Elite Eight.
Yep. In the East, I have Duke over Oregon.
I've got Duke over AZ.
And BYU over Bama.
Me too! I just know I'm going to be heartbroken. They're going to lose in this first round again.
But here's the thing.
They're going to go 3-19 from
here's
the
three-point
range.
Here's the thing. If they win, I know I'm facing you in the BYU matchup, and I'm also pulling for you, and I'm pulling for Jared, because you guys are going to be watching BYU, and BYU's playing here in Denver.
Yeah, and at altitude with a lot of fans, it's going to be great.
Yep. Like half of my ward is going.
Side note, I am hoping, which I may not even get to go anyway because of the baby situation.
she may
have come out during that time period of like early April, which is Emily's due date. But the Final Four is here in San Antonio, and Devin has connections to Valero and different.
Yo.
And he might. He doesn't know because some of them don't want to travel from Houston here. He might have a connection to tickets that I might be able to go to. It'll just depend on how close.
You'll get two tickets to paradise.
Pack your bags. It's Final Four tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully the baby doesn't come tomorrow.
Let's really hope, because I want to go to that so bad.
It'd be crazy.
If it's here. Oh my gosh, it'd be crazy. So.
All right, and then our Midwest.
Duke and BYU there.
Yep, Midwest.
Midwest, we've got the Zags over Purdue for me.
I have Gonzaga over Clemson too.
Yo!
Why are we so in sync, bro?
This is weird. Bye, bye, bye.
And? I got Kentucky over Tennessee. No way, dude.
I got Kentucky.
So we did not talk about this before. We did not talk about this.
Dude, these are some.
That's crazy.
We both just knew. Kentucky over.
All right, now we're in our Elite Eight.
Elite Eight.
This is where my North Carolina run stops. I got Michigan over North Carolina.
And I got Auburn over North Carolina. I think Auburn's too strong.
Dude,
team that
I had Auburn. I had Michigan beating Auburn, and now I'm rethinking it. I'm scared.
It's tough. It's tough, man. Auburn's been good for a long time. They just struggled at the very end of the season. But they're a really tough team.
But it doesn't matter, because I got Florida over Texas Tech.
Which is the same for me. Which it feels chalky because I have 1-1 on this side for the final four.
I mean, in theory, that's what it's supposed to be.
East side,
but that's what they call it.
Madness.
Duke and BYU, you got. Which is the same thing I got.
I got Duke.
Got Duke. Give me that Cooper flag.
You have Duke?
I use luck run up, yeah.
We're the same.
Got Duke.
But if BYU made it to the Elite Eight, I'd be stoked.
It would be incredible.
I'm not even a BYU fan, but.
They would have made it to where they played Florida with Jimmer. That's, all right. That's the same when their luck run out. So.
And then we have the same matchup here. Gonzaga, Kentucky.
I got
the dogs.
You're going Gonzaga?
I'm going the dogs over the cats.
And I've got Kentucky.
Okay.
I'm feeling Mark Pope. He knows what he's doing. I think Gonzaga doesn't have enough depth this year.
Okay, so then our final four matchups. I've got Michigan, Florida, and Duke, Gonzaga, and you've got
Auburn, Florida, Duke, Kentucky. So we've got a couple differences there, and mine feels really chalky.
Fortunately, I'm Florida versus Duke,
and I also have Florida versus Duke.
Dude, that's crazy.
Here's gonna be the big one. Who do you got winning it all?
I got the Blue Devils.
I got Florida.
Okay.
There's it gonna be, man.
There's our difference. And what's your total points?
138.
Whoa.
I think they're gonna struggle to score because it's the championship.
Dude, what? I was thinking they were gonna struggle to score. I have 117.
That's really low.
It's not.
That's like 55 or 60 for
each team. It's like, yeah, exactly. In a championship matchup?
Especially these teams, that Duke's been putting up 80 to 85 points in a lot of their games. So maybe.
Yeah, but if you look back at every championship, it's. Also, I can't name my team Lipcum because
of course you can't.
This is my work bracket. No, I mean, I probably could name it that, but I'm not going to.
Well, it was worth a shot, and it's worth an honorable mention for us.
It is. But I changed it to Lipscum. So,
good job.
There's my...
You did. Lipscum. That's really good. That's you should so actually funny. Make it two words. Lips comb. Like a lip comb.
And I paid $10 into my work bracket.
Oh, we don't have any money on ours.
So, yeah, thankfully this is not a work-sponsored bracket. This is just everybody at work that wants to join this bracket is paying $10.
Our work has never done anything like this, and I, in the last 2 days, have rallied everybody. I set it all up, the groups, never done that before to create my own, and got the COO, the CEO, the CFO, and basically all the admin, and then some of the other people. So I have like 10 people from our home office who are in on it, and the winner gets a little engraved ring, championship ring, with their name, the year, and a little our company logo on it.
That's fun.
So, pretty sick.
I like it.
I love it.
Well,
dude, what a match. We got some matchups, though. This will be good.
And we also picked a lot of the same upsets, which is kind of crazy.
It is, on our own. Which I feel like now I am on the side of the majority with some of these, even though it felt like I had a mix.
Yeah.
But are you going to be one? Actually, the crazy stat of the day mixed with the other one. Do you know what the odds are of getting a perfect bracket? Do you know them off the top of your head? What's your guess?
I don't remember the number, but I heard it last year, and it's like 0.something.
It's not just 0.something. It is not 1 in a billion. Not 1 in a trillion, not 1 in a quadrillion, but 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance to get a perfect bracket.
Is that also picking the score right or no?
No, just perfect.
And then what is it getting the score right to?
Okay. So, 1 in 9.2 quintillion which is actually insane, but it doesn't count for the score because it's like there's no way, there's an infinitesimal amount of different scores there could be numbers, so like there's no way to guess that. But 9.2 quintillion, you have better odds of getting the Powerball, the Mega Millions, whatever, in the country that's like 350 million people that do it, two times in a row winning it in the same month. That's your odds. So basically impossible.
It's so disheartening if you think about it.
It's really disheartening, and that's why I don't care. I don't care if I get it right. You only get like
$10. I don't care! What's that from?
What's that? What is that?
What's that from? It's Tommy Lee Jones from The Fugitive.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Harrison Ford's like, I'm innocent. And Tommy Lee Jones goes, I don't care.
Wow, good pull. Thanks. I did not know that.
Thanks. Well, that's a great fact of the pod.
Duel with the Gonzaga fact of the pod, or the UConn fact.
The only other piece that would have made this perfect was if we started out with the final word. However, we didn't. So.
Oh, we didn't. We didn't reverse it all the way. Flip it reverse, and reverse it.
Well, I can flip it up and rub it down, too.
Well, oil me up like the Red River Nile.
No. That's disgusting.
It's year one.
Okay. Our question of the pod, our Q-tip, is, and this is a little bit more of a discussion since we have a little bit of time for it, is what is the best and worst animals to be reincarnated as?
Oh my. Like a mammal?
Animal.
They have to pick an animal?
Yeah. Like what would, if you, you know, lived your perfect life in, for people who believe in reincarnation, and you come, like I think the...
No
like,
bugs. The, bugs are off limits.
The ultimate is a tiger, I think. A Bengal tiger is like considered the ultimate nirvana or something like that for...
I don't know, man.
No, I think that's actually what they say.
A tiger?
I think that's what... who is it that lives in reincarnation? What's... I don't even remember.
Like Buddhists?
Yeah. I think they're like nirvana is like a tiger or like an eagle or a turtle or something. I can't remember, but... So I'm just asking you, what would be like, if you could be reincarnated as an animal, what would be like...
Best probably would be like an elephant, dude, because elephants live pretty long. They're really smart. They mate for a long time with whatever they're with. They have bonds and connections with other elephants. They strong.
Yeah.
They're beastie. No one wants to mess with them. Anyway.
And sometimes people ride them.
Sometimes. Sometimes like in Aladdin.
Sometimes I want to be...
Like Prince Ali.
Road too.
And the worst? What's the worst for you?
The worst would be like a small fish
or counting fish.
A medium-sized fish just because of the fear of something bigger than me in the ocean. Like
pollution in the ocean, something bigger in the ocean.
I don't even care about that. Just like all of a sudden a giant whale being behind me is just horrifying. Like krill. That would be my krill. Biggest fear is being krill.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. That's pretty awful.
Okay, but
I'd hate to be a jellyfish, dude. You basically can't really do anything. You have no brain, which is basically how I am now.
Well, but suck. You could also live forever.
Yeah, living forever with basically no intelligence and barely any movement, floating around just having like bacteria and amoeba.
You know what would be kind of cool is being a sailfish.
It'd be really risky because people are trying to, you know, fish for you.
Yeah,
fish
but like sailfish are so... Of men. Sailfish are the fastest fish in the ocean, right?
The fastest fish in the ocean.
Right?
They're pretty quick. I don't know. Like the swordfish?
No. Look up sailfish.
Sailfish?
Yeah.
Is it the fastest?
Sailfish, essentially it looks like a swordfish. I mean, it pretty much is a swordfish.
It's got the big tall it is. Top.
Oh, wait. What's the difference between that and a swordfish? But their speed is 68 miles an hour swimming. Like, that's their max speed.
That's quick.
That's crazy.
It's faster than I go on the freeway.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes I speed.
I think...
There's a lot.
What would be super cool to be reincarnated as?
I'd love to be a dog, though.
Right?
A dog in someone's house, dude? You're just like the loyal pet. You gotta have fun, dude.
Live for 14 years, be fed kibble every day.
Fed and like treats, like the cheese tax. Give me some chicken, some egg. Give me some of the good stuff. I get a yard. I got people to play with. I go on peanut walks, butter. Dude. I smell my own butt. peanut butter. That's the good stuff. Yeah. There's a lot of ways to eat. Yeah. Mm.
No.
Delicious. You brought it up.
I did.
You asked for this.
I think if I like had a choice, it would be kind of like fun to come or to be like reincarnated as like a bird of prey.
Ooh,
you know,
not bad.
Just to like fly around and be feared and respected at the same time.
Like a red hawk.
Red Hawk Ridge. Red Hawk Down.
Yeah. Red Hawk Down. No, like Ethan Hawk.
Well, Red Hawk Down Syndrome.
No.
Well, I'm a Down Syndrome gal.
Well, I'm a syndrome.
That's what I want to be reincarnated as. Is
BS
syndrome.
Baby? Yeah, BS. It's a big. I couldn't be walking around with a big BS.
It's a big, you know? S for sitter.
Yeah, sitter. But I couldn't be a big babysitter. No,
big
the problem.
BS.
That's such an underrated line.
Okay, we are going to do this as a draft or as a segment, but underrated or like lines from movies and shows that we use that are so obscure and so out of left field that like nobody else would get there except for us. Jeff and I are going to do this eventually, but I was thinking about it, and one that I do want to spoil now is Betty White this and Betty White that. Finally, somebody who's not talking about Betty White. Of course I'm going to follow him.
The Creed?
Yeah.
Finally, the kid who's talking about Betty White.
It's so off kilter.
It's really obscure.
So off kilter and like absolutely unnecessary, but very funny.
Creed has a lot of those those unnecessary ones where he's like, you know, it's a lot in the wet and the mud. And, you know,
hey,
there'd be no way of knowing whether a man slipped in there.
It's impossible to tell. Hey, I live by the quarry. We should go down there and throw rocks sometime.
Throw rocks down there.
We could do a draft of Creed quotes.
Creed quotes. Well,
Creedence Clearwater Survival.
Or Creed thoughts. /Creed thoughts.
Even for the internet, it's pretty out there.
It's pretty out there.
That's great. Oh, well, we kept this under an hour. I'm proud of us. We'll see how well the smelling salts work.
Yeah.
But
I'll take a look at that tomorrow.
Take a look at my girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
She's the only one I got.
Ba-da-da-da.
Dude, that song was a banger when it first
came. That song, Miss Jackson.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. I am for real.
That song was just, man, what a hit.
Dude, also, like, what was the Maroon 5 song, Payphone? Everyone was singing that.
I'm at a payphone trying to get.
Oh, nice, Jeff.
Dude, I got pipes. I'm like Aretha. I'm like urethra.
You are like urethra. Urethra Franklin.
Urethra Franklin. Right. That should be my. That was really satisfying. We should do ASMR.
Ready?
Next. Wow.
Wait, now do the. Lickety. Toot toot. No, into the. Beautiful. All right, final word, Jeff, after I tear this check one more time.
Please, please root for me to win in March Madness and tell me why you think I should win.
That was the wrong final word. Happy birthday, Max.